This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. Toyota this morning is recalling 7.4 million cars around the world, the biggest auto recall anywhere in about 16 years. The problem's a power window switch that isn't properly greased up at the factory, which could, in a worst-case scenario, start to smoke. Carl Brower is editor-in-chief at Total Car Score. Good to talk with you, Carl.
Great talking to you.
Now, this is not about something necessarily deadly, this recall. Nobody's been hurt, nobody's crashed, but from what I can tell, Toyota is pulling out all the stops. I mean, this is a giant recall. What's going on?
It's a real change in perception in that they want to be proactive and not reactive about these recall issues. They were more reactive a couple years ago with the unintended acceleration, and they saw what kind of media storm that brought them. And they've now decided that regardless of the genesis of these recalls, they want to be on top of them and they want to be ahead of them, not behind them.
Do you think they're playing it about right in these first hours?
Some would argue maybe the pendulum swung too far when they're taking such a massive recall on something that it would be very difficult for this to actually cause a real safety issue. But the idea that these window switches are such a huge issue for them to deal with, again, they just want to be in front of this.
Pivoting a little bit here, we've also mentioned the other problems for Toyota in China. Japanese cars are way out of favor there right now with the political spat and the anti-Japan sentiment. How big an effect do you think that will have on the company?
It could be a relatively short-term issue. I just don't think a year or two from now this will still be in the headlines. But there is the possibility with so many other brands rushing into that market like Volkswagen and General Motors that if there was this lasting impact and people in China decided to go to these other brands, they'd be there and available to them.
Carl Brower is editor-in-chief at Total Car Score. Thanks.
Thanks. Great talking to you.